Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week in Australia, the federal government has pulled a, quote, confusing and immature video that was supposed to teach teenagers about consent using, well, milkshakes. And two people have been arrested in Adelaide for stealing a Big Bird costume from a Sesame Street circus. But I began with Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandes on two more Aboriginal deaths in custody across Victoria and New South Wales. Here's Zoe.
Yes, so this week we've seen two Aboriginal men die in prisons in both Victoria and New South Wales. Authorities have confirmed this. So a man has died at Port Phillip Prison in Melbourne's west. This happened on Monday night, and it was believed that he suffered a medical episode. And separately, New South Wales authorities have confirmed that 37-year-old man was found dead in his cell at Cosnock Corrections Centre, and this was on Tuesday morning. It's pretty harrowing, and it follows the death of five other Aboriginal people in custody, both across Victoria, New South Wales, and Western Australia since March the 2nd. So this is where we're tallying from seven deaths since March the 2nd. We now know that there's been over 470 Indigenous people die in detention since the 1991 Royal Commission report into Aboriginal deaths. We've seen recently a lot of push for the Prime Minister to meet with families and also really adhere to the recommendations of the Royal Commission that were made, because we have not seen that yet, obviously, and it's becoming so terrifying that we're having two Aboriginal deaths in a week. I mean, any is horrifying and tragic. You know, one is enough for it to be awful, don't get me wrong, but we are seeing it constantly happening, yet we are seeing this national conversation about it and more people thinking about it, more people fighting for it, especially the families of people who have lost their family member in custody and they've died in custody, speaking out and fighting and campaigning, and it's been incredible to watch, and they are so strong. But we're still not seeing the government really understand or take the weight fully upon themselves or the responsibility on themselves either.
Right. And I know time is running short, so we better move on to the next topic. A video that's supposed to teach consent has been pulled down by the federal government.
Yeah, so I didn't get to do my little segment last week, so I definitely would have covered this last week, and I'm sure lots of people maybe know about this already. But here in Australia, there was a very confusing milkshake consent video pulled from a campaign that the Australian government created. The campaign cost them $3.8 million, and it was sort of a digital media website platform that had a lot of videos and resources for people and for students and for teachers. So it was called Respect Matters, and unfortunately on this Respect Matters campaign website there was this incredibly bizarre milkshake video that showed two young people going to have a milkshake and the narrator then explaining consent, and the guy says that he wouldn't like to try any of the girl's milkshake, and then the girl picks up the milkshake with her hand and shoves it in the guy's face, and then they go on to this really quite confusing conversation about moving the line of consent, and it made no sense, and it was a very clumsy video. Not to say that the Respect Matters campaign or the website, I think it's quite well set out. I think it looks like it's trying to reach the demographic that it is. I mean, I'm not a student or anything anymore, so but it looks pretty well set out. Unfortunately, we've got this really bizarre video of this milkshake, and it definitely is making a lot of people criticise the government and what they know about consent. I mean, they just needed to explain it in a more real way and give students the benefit of the doubt and not have to sort of talk down to them. They can explain it clearly and correctly, and the campaign just missed that mark completely.
I guess that raises a lot of eyebrows, that video, after what happened in Canberra over the past couple of months.
Oh my God, exactly. And this Respect Matters campaign is truly a move from the government to sort of combat all that has been happening in Parliament and the mess that's been going on in there. And then to have this kind of video that, you know, all these kind of resources that don't clearly just say consent is mandatory and you need to ask for it. It's just very interesting, and yeah, it hasn't looked too favourably upon the Morrison government.
No, it did not, and especially when a video that's supposed to teach students consent doesn't even have the word consent in it, and that speaks
exactly.
Loud volumes. Okay, I'm moving on to our final topic this week. It's an Adelaide story, and a little bit of a bizarre one, because a Big Bird costume out of a Sesame Street Circus has been stolen, then returned.
Yes, it has. So this has been quite a fun little story. Big Bird got stolen from a Sesame Street Circus, as you mentioned, here in Adelaide. It's happening in Theberton, which is one of the sort of outskirts of the city, in one of our big parks that we have on the outskirts of the city. Someone stole this Big Bird costume that cost $160,000, and then they returned it, and they returned it just near the circus, sort of prompt up on a electricity box, and they wrote a note apologising, saying that they were sorry and they didn't mean to be a big burden, and they called themselves the Big Bird Bandit. So they left the note with the bird. It obviously was, I think they probably stole it out of a jest and then realised how incredibly bad it was and also how incredibly expensive this Big Bird costume actually was. And then they returned it to the circus with the lovely note. Unfortunately, cops are cops and they want to arrest everyone, and they have arrested two gentlemen over the case, a 22-year-old and a 26-year-old, one from Norwood and one from Murray Bridge. For context, one person who lives in the city and one person who lives outside the city. They were arrested on Friday night, and they'll be later charged with theft and being unlawfully on premises. And it's kind of sad. We kind of have grown to love the Big Bird Bandits, so it's sad to have seen them gone down in such a tragic way. I think they should deserve to walk free, but that's just my own opinion.
But I'm sure the parents and kids will be happy that Big Bird is back at the circus. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Zoe.
Thanks, Amelia and Justin. I'll talk to you next week.
See you next week. And that was Zoe from Radio Adelaide. And if you're wondering why a Big Bird costume at the Sesame Street Circus in Adelaide can cost $166,000 Australian dollars, partly because it was hand-dyed in yellow and made out of ostrich feathers, and probably a little bit of the licensing fee. And don't forget that costume has to be flown all the way from New York to Adelaide just for the circus. Gosh, that's quite a lot of effort for a costume, isn't it? And not to mention the most funny side of this Big Bird story is when the Big Bird Bandits left their note, they apologized for taking the costume and creating a huge burden, and burden is spelled in BIRDEN, for the puns. Anyway, and that was Neighbourhood Watch.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.